Hello, my sisters. So this is my second podcast, and it's a lot that I kind of want to touch on in this episode. So I'm going to try to touch on a lot of different topics, but I don't want to confuse you. So I'm going to try to bring it all together by the end of the podcast. So the title of this podcast is called Lost Girl. This generation of women, they're like overall unhappy. And unhappiness is a state of mind that I feel like a lot of people are going to experience some sort of unhappiness. But I haven't been meeting women that are facing temporary unhappiness. Most of the women that I'm crossing are women that are like generally unhappy, and they're like stuck in their unhappiness with no sort of motivation on being happy. Like, they just don't know how to find their happiness. It's like they're comfortable with being unhappy. And that's why I named this episode Lost Girl. Because let's think back and reflect on the times when we were like genuinely happy. And it doesn't matter if that was when you were a younger person, or when you were in a relationship, or it doesn't matter the environment you were in when you were happy. Just think back to the time when you were actually happy. How did that feel? What was going on around you? And think about what actually changed. Society kind of plays a big role with unhappiness, because there are a lot of people who are secretly in competition with one another, with their sisters. Like, it's unfortunate, but people are like side-eyeing the next girl, the girl next to them that's actually winning, instead of actually putting forth their own effort to winning, you know. And society kind of portrays the happy person as this person that has it going on, somebody that, you know, they're manifesting in all their dreams, beautiful, no stress at all. But there is no individual out there that's not dealing with some sort of issue. And that's what I think a lot of people fail to realize. Like, most of the people that have low self-esteem, they're looking at this image of this perfect person that's like beautiful on the inside and outside, but they're failing to work on their inside. Because with all of the issues that people express to me that they're dealing with, whether it's depression, anxiety, whatever it is, it all starts from within. You have to work on your inside, and then it starts to manifest on the outside. But working on the inside is just a matter of changing how you think. Because oftentimes we're overthinking our own situation, and that's not even the case. Like, we're overthinking everything. And at our age, well, I'm 27, but at our age, we're not supposed to have it all the way figured out. I don't think there's not one person that has it figured out. Even somebody that's 70, I don't think people just, when we're younger and we say like, oh, I want to do this when I get older, I don't think that's actually how it goes. Like, the road to success and the road to happiness isn't like a straight path. It takes some fighting to get to. It takes you getting lost to find yourself. But it takes that one little step towards your own happiness to give you the end result that you actually want. So if you change the way you think and start to actually manifest and actually want to do better for yourself, you have to get unstuck. You have to get out your mind that I'm depressed. Get out your mind that I'm not enough. Get out your mind that I'm not where I want to be. Get out your mind that, oh, I'm not as pretty as I used to be, or I'm not this weight that I'm not gaining. I'm not the weight that I want to be. Or you have to get all of that out your mind and just be happy with who who you are at the moment. You have to live for the moment. You can't go back and erase anything in your past that you have done that may be blocking you, blocking your vision, or keeping you lost. And you can't fast forward time to see if you're going to get to where you want to be. The only thing that you need to be focused on right now is who you are right now, how your heart is right now, how you treat people right now, how you view yourself right now, or what steps you're actually willing to take to get you to where you want to be. Because right now you might be at step B and you're like, okay, well, this is not quite where I want to be. So it's okay to step back, take a step back and go back to A, rearrange everything and try to, you know, try to make that effort to get to the result that you want. It's okay to step back, but like I said, you can't erase anything in your past that may have led you on the wrong path. You can all you can do is use that as a stepping stone. Keep your past under you and allow it to help you to manifest higher. You have to believe higher. So if you are that person that's like, oh, I'm not weighing the amount that I want to weigh right now, all you can do is change your thought and be like, okay, well, I'm fine with how much I weigh, but I do want to end up at this amount. Don't just be stuck on saying, oh, I'm not as skinny as I want to be. You know, just be happy with who you are now. Or I'm not as pretty as I want to be. Just be happy with who you are. It's just so easy to change the way you think. And I don't think I can stress that enough. Even in my last episode, I talk about changing your mind. I really meant that. It's just so easy to change the way you think. Because once you change the way you think, it'll start manifesting on the outside. And then you become the beautiful version of yourself that you want to be. But first, you have to find yourself. Because right now, we're lost. Please find yourself, sister. Please find yourself. I'm rooting for you. Even if you think nobody's rooting for you, I'm rooting for you. That's the reason I'm starting these podcasts, so I can feel like I'm motivating just one person. Even if a lot of people don't hear my voice and hear what I'm saying, if I just feel like I just help one person change their whole life, I would be okay with that, sister. Okay? You're lost. It's time to find yourself.